This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. A final environmental impact statement by the National Park Service and Fish and Wildlife has been released, moving one step closer to the possible reintroduction of grizzly bears in the North Cascades. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's not a huge surprise, but...
I could say a lot of things about this, but I'm disappointed that the agency is on a track moving forward to bring in grizzly bears to the North Cascades when it's obvious, and it's very clear that the vast majority of the residents of North Central Washington don't think that this is a good idea.
The sad thing, Newhouse says, is that it doesn't seem to matter.
I think the agency is ignoring the voice of the people that are going to have to live with the grizzly bears and deal with them on a daily basis.
Now, Newhouse says they'll step back and take a look at their options.
You know, this is purely an agency decision, not something that Congress is approving. And so we'll see through the appropriation process, perhaps, if there's some opportunities that we can either slow it down or cause them to make a different decision.
Listen tomorrow for more on Congressman Newhouse's pushback to the proposed reintroduction of grizzlies in the North Cascades.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.